By the way, Dave Lee will be at the fair tomorrow with Pete Najarian, special edition of The Huddle between 10 and noon. So we invite you to come out to the fairgrounds and see Dave and Pete. Once again, Dave Lee, Pete Najarian, The Huddle tomorrow. Dave Schwartz out of town. And they brought in the big guns out of retirement in Dave Lee tomorrow. Right now it's time to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And, Steve, the heat is on. Boy, we got blazing hot weather coming in over the next couple of days.
Yeah, we do. And, Steve, you know, you're talking about Dave Lee. Dave and I have actually fished together a couple of times, and what a gentleman. What a nice guy.
Yeah. It's as good as it gets. Hall of Famer and, as I mentioned, one of the legends over the years here at CCO Radio. Right now, describe the fishing, if you will, real quickly.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I went up a small river this morning to try something a little different and went up a real skinny river with a small boat and caught a few small walleyes and trying to do something a little different. It's the main lakes are tough. There's no getting around it. It's August, and it's tough to find any walleyes at all, really, has been hard. Getting a few panfish, but did okay this morning. Was kind of an exploratory thing, just try something a little different. But it'll change. You know, I see 70s coming down the road, and you know, we'll start to hit that fall bite. But I'm thinking about doves coming up here in a week. It's that's kind of on my radar right now. That's going to open next weekend, and the early goose season, and it's I'm ready to make the transition. It's time. I do want to tell people, don't forget about the bug spray. When you get out in those wheat fields and those oat fields when you're dove hunting, they can eat you alive. So it's really important you have good bug spray and wear, you know, wear good gloves, too, and keep those mosquitoes off your hands.
Yeah, no doubt protective gear is certainly important in the bug spray. Let's talk a little bit more about the dove opener. This is a challenging hunt, but you've talked about it for years, Steve. This is really a fun hunt as well if you get on the birds.
You know, Steve, this is my favorite type of bird hunting, and it's really a growing sport. And there's a lot of doves out there. I mean, there's millions of them, and they're very prolific. And our season is usually fairly short, and the problem is, you know, getting those cold nights. They are a very early migrant, and you have about 2, maybe 3 weeks. And once that cold weather hits, just one cold night, they go south and they're in New Mexico in a couple of days. But right away, you want to get at them right away. Opens up September 1, and I'm really looking forward to it. Just try to find a wheat field, oats, milo, any type of grain, and, you know, do a little scouting to find that. You know, we're in the land of corn and beans up here. And potatoes, actually. So it's kind of tough to find grain fields. But if you can find one, and the goose hunters aren't on it, you'll get your doves. And I tell you, on the table, nothing better than a dove. It's got dark meat, white meat. They're small, but they're just succulent on the grill and tremendous eating. And, you know, they eat a lot of seeds and wheat seeds. And, you know, you are what you eat. And they're just awesome on the grill.
Yeah, and Steve, this is one of the things you brought up, depending on what type of hunting you do. Getting to know landowners, asking for permission early. Don't walk up, you know, the day of the hunt and try and get on the land. It is about creating relationships, and it is working with these landowners. And if you're respectful and work in advance, many times landowners will give you access to their property.
You know, it's funny, Steve, a lot of landowners don't even know there's a dove season. And, you know, I do a lot of door knocking, and I've been doing that for 50 years. And, again, like you say, if you're polite, respectful, getting on to dove hunting is not a problem. Most everybody lets you on. But it's really a growing sport, and I'll tell you, they are tough to hit. Those doves can fly up to 60 miles an hour, and this is not like a pheasant or a duck. You have to lead them at least 6 or 7 feet, and that's the hard part for people to really get the hang of that because, you know, with waterfowl and pheasants, you lead them maybe a body length or two, but these doves, you got to get way ahead of them because they're so fast, and they are small, But, you know, they dip and dive, and they're just amazing acrobats, and especially when they come into decoys, that's about as exciting as it gets.
Well, Steve, good luck. We'll visit with you in a week. Any plans this week as you get ready for the dove hunt? Are you going to be out on the water at all?
You know, I'm not sure. It's so darn hot. I've been trying to get out early in the morning, which is okay till about 10, 10:30. But, yeah, I'm going to be prepping for the doves and a little bit of fishing, so trying to stick to early mornings and maybe take a nap in the afternoon. That's the ticket.
Well, and you know what's funny? I work with a few guys that are already dreaming about that fall bite when the lakes are empty and they have the waters to themselves.
Oh, that's, you know, anglers just don't understand the best fishing of the year. It's even better in the spring. But it's been getting later and later every year, Steve. It's, you know, it used to be September 1, it would kind of start, but now it's more like in the middle of October or the end of October. But then that fishing, when it starts about the 15th of October, it'll be lights out until, you know, ice up. So you don't want to put your boat away too early. That's a big mistake. I mean, some of the best fishing is right through November. So really looking forward to that. And the bite will be back. It's just not happening right now, but it will be.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a great fair.
Steve Kearney joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline each and every Saturday for years here on CCO.